Okay, so we're on Daf Chaf Aleph today. Actually, I did the Mishnah last night, but let me just, I'll give you a synopsis of the Mishnah. What? Oh, okay. So, but we did the Mishnah last night, but the Mishnah is talking about, let's say there's a shtar. It could be a shtar chol, would be a typical shtar, and there's two witnesses, Reuben and Shimon, signed the shtar, and now the person is coming to Bezin and wants to verify the signatures. So, the Rebbe, who's the Tana Kamma Mishnah, says that each signature requires the testimony of two witnesses. So Reuven will testify that his signature is correct, and Shimon's signature is Shimon's signature, and Shimon will testify that Reuven's signature is Reuven's signature, and Shimon is. So each one will testify for the other one. You have two witnesses for each signature, and the Chachamim say that they don't need to have two people. Each person could just say, "This is my signature. This is my signature. You're good." And we'll explain in a minute what the Nekudat HaMachloket is between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Okay, that's what we did last night. Okay, so on the bottom line on Chachamim Beis 20b, the bottom line. So the Gemara says, "Shetimsi Lamar." When you analyze it, the Divrei Rebbe Achtav Yadan Heim Edim. In other words, Rebbe is saying that they're testifying concerning the veracity of their signature. So I need two Edim to establish something. So I have two Edim to say that Reuben's signature is Reuben's signature, and two Edim to say Shimon's signature is Shimon's signature. He says, "The Divrei Chachamim al manish b'shtarim Edim." But according to the Chachamim, there's a different understanding of what's taking place or needs to take place. Each one, even though he's saying it's his signature, he's really saying that what was the information that's contained in the shtar is emes. In other words, is true. That's what they're really saying. So they're not. So each one is in essence like giving his own edus. In other words, it's true. It's written. But like Chazal teach us that, like the shtar, it's kamisha nefreid utan bebeitin dami. It's like somebody whose edus has been investigated in business. So that's the nekudat HaMachloket. Is everybody okay so far? Because that's the sugya. It could be. I don't. Could be any shtar, but it could be a shtar chol. It could say that. I use Reuven and Shimon already. It could say that Asher owes Zvulun $10,000, and now Zvulun comes with the shtar in Bezdin, and maybe there's a question: is it a kosher shtar or not? And now Zvulun is trying to prove the bona fides of the shtar. So that's what's taking place. What's up? Right. Well, again, in the Mishnah we learned yesterday, Reuven is going to testify his signature is his signature. And he's going to testify that Shimon's signature is also right. So a little bit two for each signature. Two for each signature. Okay, I'm going to move on if everybody's okay. Okay, now the Gemara says, Pshita, the Gemara says that's obvious that what the Machloket is. The Gemara says, no, Ma'od the Tame of the Rebbe, Sipukim Misapdele. I might have thought Rebbe, who's the one who says I need two witnesses for each signature, perhaps he's not 100% clear that that's what he needs. He's Mesupak, Yilk Tav Yadam Hebe Edim. In other words, Rebbe's not sure. Should the verification take place? Do I say the witnesses are testifying to the accuracy of the signature, in which case I need two witnesses for each signature, or when they come, they're really in essence, adopting their testimonies contained in the shtar. So therefore, since he's not sure, Rebbe's being machmir. In other words, Rebbe's saying, there was the Chachamim were saying the cooler opinion. The Chachamim were saying, I only need, Reuven to say it's Reuven's signature, Shimon to say Shimon's signature. So there's two people, because in essence, that's their edus. They're saying that they agree with what's in the shtar, and they have the edus. Rebbe could be saying he's not sure. Rebbe's not sure that could be the way it goes, but it might be that I need two edim for each signature. So to be on the safe side, I'm going to sue the Machmir Shita. That could be another way to understand the Machloket. So the Gemara says, Nafkamina. So let me see this outside, then we'll do this inside. So the key is what's the nafkamina, whether I say one way or the other way. So the nafkamina the Gemara is going to have, let's say one of the Edom is dead, Shimon is dead. Now, how many Edom do I need in order to establish the bona fides of the shtar? So if I would have said like Rebbe originally that each one I need two witnesses for each signature, and they're just verifying the signatures. So then I would say like this: look, Reuven is going to verify his own signature, and he's going to verify Shimon's signature. So now, if I get somebody from the street who can verify Reuven's signature and Shimon's signature, I'm home free. That's the way I would have thought that Rebbe would hold, if indeed he holds the way, the first way we said in the Gemara. But if he's Mesupak, that maybe they're really in essence adopting their testimony, so it's not so pashut anymore. In other words, when Reuven comes and he says, that's my signature, if I say the second way, so then he's already testifying, you know, that, you know, Zvulun owes Asher, you know, $10,000. Then when he's testifying also, and then I don't need somebody to verify Shimon's, Reuven's signature. Then when Reuven also testifies as to Shimon's signature, and somebody from the street is testifying to Shimon's signature, so now they're identifying the signature. Clearly they're identifying the signature because Shimon's not alive anymore. So if I would say it that way, it would come out that Reuven is doing more than half the edus. In other words, Reuven on his own is an aid to the underlying transaction. But Reuven is also bearing half the burden, so to speak, to, you know, verify Shimon's signature. So Reuven is carrying three quarters of load in this testimony. So if he's carrying three more quarters of load, so that runs afoul of another halacha that we have, which is, it says it has to be chatzi davar. It says, shnayim edim in Rashi says chatzi davar al pibshul zeh, chatzi davar al pibshul zeh. Each one has to do chatzi davar. So then it's not going to come out so good. So then in that case, then according to Rebbe, we're going to have, you know, two edim other than Reuven to testify as a Shimon's signature. And Reuven will testify his own signature, and then somebody else could also, you know, verify. We don't know which way it's going. Okay, but that would be the nafkamina, la lacha. Is everybody in a cloud or not here? All right, let me say once more, then we'll do it inside, and then we'll repeat it again, okay? Okay, and welcome, Odate. All right, so we went through the Mishnah, this machlok, Rebbe and the Chachamim. How many witnesses do I need to verify a star? I have two witnesses on the star, Reuven and Shimon. So Rebbe says I need two witnesses for each signature because they're really, in essence, coming and testifying to the veracity of the signatures. So I need two edim. So Reuven will testify to his signature and to Shimon's signature. Shimon will testify as to his own signature and to Reuven's signature. Then I have two edim. And the Chachamim say, no, each one is just Neman and his own signature. I only need one person for each signature. And we said, what's the point of dispute between the two of them? The point of dispute is, what are they coming to testify to? So according to Rebbe, they're coming to testify to the veracity of the signatures. So I need two Adam for each fact. So I need two Adam to Adam. According to Chachamim, they're not really coming per se to the veracity of the signatures. They're really, when they say the signature is their signature, they're really saying, and I witnessed the underlying transaction, and indeed, Zvulun owes Asher, or Asher owes Zvulun $10,000. So I need one witness for each one. So then we said, so that's so obvious, the Gemara said, that's the machloket. So then the Gemara said, it's not so obvious. In other words, it could be that Rebbe is Mesupa. He doesn't know if maybe the Chachamim are right, I only need one for each, or maybe two. So we said, what's the nafkamina? Anyways, Rebbe's being machmir. Even if I say that way, he's being machmir, I need two for each. So the nafkamina we said would be, let's say Shimon dies. And now Zvulun, the holder of the star, comes to Bezin and he wants to verify the star. So according to, let's take the Chachamim now. According to the Chachamim, that was working out that each one is Neman for his own testimony. So the Chachamim will say, Reuven is Neman on his signature. Good, done. And now the Chachamim will say, I need two other witnesses to verify Shimon's signature. That's what the Chachamim would say. Two other Adam to testify to the second signature. That's what the Chachamim would say. It can't be though that Reuven in that scenario is also going to be testifying as the veracity of Shimon's signature. Because if Reuven testifies for his own signature and the veracity of Shimon's signature, in essence, Reuven will be bearing three quarters of the load of the testimony. Because Reuven, when he testifies to his signature, he's really adopting the edus. That's what took place. Reuven lent Asher $10,000. So that's half. Then when he testifies together with another aid as to Shimon's signature, so that I need two aidim to establish that, because Shimon is dead, that's another quarter. So, right, now you got it. So again, so each witness each witness can only bear half the testimony. So it means like this, that if I would say Rebbe just by himself, that I need two Edom, let's say I leave the coming out of the picture, and I say Rebbe needs two witnesses for each signature, just two witnesses for each signature. So then if one dies, so then Rebbe would say, I need Reuven can testify to his own signature and Shimon's signature, and then he needs somebody from the street who can come in and identify Reuven's signature and Shimon's signature. But if Rebbe is mesupak, maybe it's not working that way. Maybe when Reuven comes in, he's really adopting the testimony like the Chachamim, so then that's not going to work anymore. That's not going to work anymore because then Reuven is carrying 3/4 of the load. So that'll be, then in that case, Now you got it. Okay, let me just do a few lines of the Gemara, then I'll repeat, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? Let's be back in the Gemara. Everybody with me? So the Gemara says on line 5, okay? V'nafkamina, heifadamit chadminayhu, levayishnayim and ashok la'idolav. He says the nafkamina would be whether I say that Rebbe holds that I need two Edom to verify each signature, or maybe Rebbe is the supak that the halakha might be like the chachamim. So then if one dies, I'll need two Edom from the Shuk to testify to his signature. The im kain kanafik the chiriba de mona from the chad sahado. Because otherwise, it'll come out that 3/4 of the money means the whole amount minus a quarter. 3/4 of the sum is really being borne by the one witness, Reuven. Bahakala kumra, bahakala kumra. So, that being the case, I might have thought that Rebbe is always taking the more machmir shita. So, in other words, so when everybody's alive, Rebbe's machmir to have two witnesses for each signature. And then when one dies, Rebbe will be machmir like the chachamim to have two from the outside to verify the signature. So, kamash malan, Rebbe mishnep shita lebein lekula bein lekumra. So, the Gemara is saying that that the chiddush is that Rebbe's not mesupak. Rebbe holds, I need two witnesses, but it comes out to a kula if Shimon dies. Because if Shimon dies, I need two witnesses, but Reuven can still serve as a signature, as a, you know, one of the verifying signatures for Shimon. But, and the Chum say, I need two people from the street to come in. Okay, the Amar Rav Yudam Arav, because Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Shnayim Achatim will start. Now, Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav, is going to go within the Shita of the Chachamim. He's going to demonstrate the Shita of the Chachamim. That even though the Chum say, I only need one witness for each one when they're alive, if two people are signatories to a star, who made a kanihim, and one of them dies, Shimon, he says, then I need two people from the shuk, you know, two new people can come and say, we recognize Shimon's signature. In this instance, Rebbe would be more makil, because Rebbe would say, I only need one person to come in and testify as to both signatures. But he says, but the chamim or the chumra. Okay. So let me pause for a second, and then let's take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, what you got for me, Rafi? Well, Shimon. Shimon is the one who's dead. Again, Reuven doesn't have to bring any witnesses. The one, the Baal HaShtar is going to bring the witnesses. Okay, so the one who is trying, the proponent of the star, which would be the Malva. So, I'm getting lost with this. All right, are we going with Rebbe or the Chachamim at this point? Okay, so the Chachamim say that when everybody's alive, I only need one witness for each. And then when Shimon dies, I need two new people from the Shuk to come and testify. What's your question? Shimon is dead. Wait, who's going to testify to Shimon's signature? Wait. So you're going to bring two people to testify to Reuven's signature? No. But again, wait. The way the Chachamim go is that, again, the Chachamim say that each signatory is really adopting his own edus. That's the way it normally goes. So Reuven, when he comes in, he says, this is my signature, means that I'm testifying as to the veracity of the underlying transaction. Wait. Now, Shimon can't do that anymore because Shimon is dead. So that's where we're trying to buy the signature. So your idea is, if Shimon being dead, instead of doing it that way, I'm going to get two witnesses to testify as to Reuven's signature, And wait. Who else is going to testify to Shimon's signature? I need two for Shimon. This is getting very complicated here, Rafi. Let's see what the Gemara has to say. Okay. I'm going to move forward with the Gemara. Okay. All right. Let's take a look further in the Gemara now. Now the Gemara says around 10 lines down on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. He says, "V'ilecha trei elecha ad mai." So this is maybe similar to what you were thinking. What if I don't have two witnesses to testify to Shimon's signature? I only have one. In other words, I need two people from the Shuk within the Sheet of the Chachamim, who the Halacha follows, to testify to Shimon's signature. But I can't find two witnesses to testify to Shimon's signature. I only have one. So that maybe this is a little bit what you were thinking. I don't know. He says, "Bye." So what are the rights and remedies of the parties in that situation? So Amar Abaye, Litov Chatim Yedei Chasvav Shadidlei Bevei Dina, and here the Bach says Shadidlei Bevei Dina V'Chazulei Mechazulei Bevei Dina V'lo Tzarech Ihu Lasudei Chatim Yadei V'Azel Ihu V'Hai V'Sadei Ida. So Abaye says the eighth would be that Reuven would write his signature on a potsherd. Reuven's going to provide a sample of his signature on a potsherd and take that potsherd and present it to the Beis Din. So Reuven's not going to testify. He's just going to sign his name. This is maybe similar to what you were saying. He's going to sign his name on a potsherd. It's not a potsherd, but a potsherd, and give it to the Beis Din. And then the Beis Din, without Reuven testifying, can see on their own the Reuven's signature is the same as Reuven. So now Reuven's verification is taken care of. And then Reuven will testify as the Shimon's signature and the guy from the Shuk. So it's a little simpler than what you were saying, but you got the idea. Oh, let's see back in the Gemara. Still need someone from the Shuk. Let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, let's just see again. So I'll repeat the lines again. If I don't have two Adam to testify to Shimon's signature, just one, my Amar by Litov Chatim Yadei Achaspa, let Reuven, who's the first aid, let him write his name on a potsherd. The Shadi Le Bavina Dina, then throw the potsherd or present it to the Beis Din, and then the Bach says, the Chazule, they'll see it, the potsherd, Umechazki Le Beis Dina, and the Beis Din will determine, will they know that it's a good signature, and then he, Reuven, no longer needs to testify concerning his signature, Ma'azal Ihu, then Reuven will go, Bahai, and this other person from the Shuk, Umesad De Ya'idach, and they'll both testify concerning Shimon's signature. But Davka Akasva, so the Gemara says, we're in Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, midway down the column, near the small hay. But Davka Akasva, she only write on a potsherd. Aval a Megillah lo, he shouldn't provide a writing sample on a Megillah, on like a piece of cloth. Dilma Mashkatla Inish Dilmale, maybe somebody will come across this, piece of parchment with his signature. But Katavi Levei Mai Dabai, and write what he wants. They'll say, I hereby acknowledge I owe $3 million to Zelig or something like that, which is bad news for the person. Utanan, now there's no Adim on this document, but that's not a problem for a fraudster. Utanan, we learn in the Mishnah in Baba Batra, Otsilav Ktav Yadoshu Chayablo, that if somebody presents a document signed by, the debtor that he owes him money, Govemi Nechasim Rechorin. So is there Adim? So the big, advantage of having a star and Adim is you can collect from the chasim ushubadim, from encumbered property. And it was real property that the debtor had and then sold later on. Because when you have Adim, it becomes mefursam, it becomes publicized. Everybody knows about it. So here with this document, this forged document, there are no Adim on it. It's just the signature of one person. But that doesn't prevent somebody, a fraudster, from collecting on it from the chasim from the money that he has right now. And obviously he's a challenge at Beis Din, and you want to avoid a situation like that. So let's leave it out. Now, the potsherd can never be used to collect anything like that, because you can't write, I owe you note or anything on a potsherd, because it can be easily changed and you don't notice the changes. So it's not, legal tender in court. Let me just do three more lines, then I'll pause, and then we'll take some questions. So Amr Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel, Halakha Kedivrei Chachamim. So Rav Yehuda says from Shmuel, Halacha follows the Chachamim, meaning I only need each aid to say that's my signature. So the Gemara says, Pshita, Yachid Barabim, Halacha Barabim. That's obvious. because here I have a Yachid Rebbe, and I have the Chachamim with the Rabbim, and we know the general Klal is Yachid Rabbim, Halachic to Rabbim. So the Gemara says, not so simple. Ma'u detema Halachic to Rebbe Mechabe Ra'o. Now there's a Klal that the Gemara in Mesechet Eruvin has, that Halachic to Rebbe Mechabe Ra'o. When Rebbe is Mechulak with another Tana, Halacha follows Rebbe. He says, Ba'filu Mechabe Rab. So I would have thought, not just Chabe Ra'o, but even Chabe Rav, I would have thought. In other words, I might have thought such a thing. So Kamashvalan. So Kamashvalan, no, the halakha is could give Rebbe Mechabe Ra'o. If Rebbe is Mechulak with one of the Tana, halakha is like Rebbe. But if Rebbe is Mechulak with all the Chachamim, then we're going to follow the Shita of the Chachamim. Okay? All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? Well, typically, which document are you talking about? Which document are you talking about? Which document? The star. So the star, so typically, if it's a Malva, typically the Malva has it. Wait, I'm losing it. Reuben is the aide, right? Is the witness. So who's going to forge it? Who's Okay. All right, everybody okay in the cyber world? All right. We'll say again what? No, you can't make any document on a pot chart. You can't on a pot chart. You can't because it could be easily erased. What's up? So no, every star. If in other words, any star that I present to Bez Din. So if the one who the other person doesn't make any tainas, then I'm home free. But if the other person says it's mezuyah, it's a false document, then I have to establish the bona fides of the document. And there's something called a hentake, which is a verification by the Bezdin, and the Bezdin could do it earlier or later at that point in time, okay? And that's what we're really talking about with the verification, okay? Are we good? All right. Good. All right, now we're at the two dots around 20 lines from the bottom. Sima nach nad chad. So these simanim, nach, these are the names that are coming up. So nach is Rav Chinina, the nun of Chinina is the nun, and then Bar Chia, the Ched is the Chia. So the first one is Rav Chinina Bar Chia, and the Nad is Rav Huna, it's the third letter of his name, Bar Yehuda. And Chad is Rav Chia Bar Yehuda. All right, anyway, Amalei Rav Chinina Bar Chia Rav Yehuda. Rav Chinina Bar Chia said to Rav Yehuda, Amalei Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Rav Yehuda. Others say that Rav Huna Bar Yehuda said to Rav Yehuda, Amalei Rav Chia Bar Yehuda Rav Yehuda. Someone said to Rav Yehuda, now, Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmid of Shmuel. He was a Talmid of Rav, then when Rav died, he went and became a Talmid of Shmuel. So a few lines before, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of Shmuel, Lacha follows the Shita of Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Umiyamar Shmuel Hafi, did Shmuel really say that? The Lacha follows the Chachamim. Bahu Shtara Denafik Mebe Dina Demar Shmuel. There was a star that was issued by the Beis Din of Mar Shmuel, meaning where the Beis Din is doing the henpeg. The henpeg is verification. Well, you were just asking me about this. So the Bez then is issuing a verification for the star. He says, Vahabaktipe, and the recitation of facts that they added to the star. In other words, in the star, you write underneath the star these facts, but they wrote, Vahabaktipe, Mida'ata Rabba Anan Barchia Va'asid Achatimud Yade Va'adachad De'ime. He says that Rabba Anan Barchia came and he testified concerning his own signature and somebody with him. Umanu Rav Chanan Bar Rabba, that's Rav Chanan Bar Rabba. Umidaata Rav Chanan Bar Rabba ba'asid achatimun yadei ba'achad de'imei. And Rav Chanan Bar Rabba also testified concerning his own signature and somebody with him. Umanu Rabbanan Bar Chia. So in other words, each aide testified. In other words, we're the Beis Din, and we're and here they're sort of anticipating a problem, and they're coming for an isharta certification before the Beis Din, which is also called a henpei, and the Beis Din is making the recitation in this case and saying that each aide came and testified his own signature and the other aide's signature were theirs and so forth. So I have two for each signature. Like Rebbe, right. He says, so since that, this is still on the henpeg, Ishar Nui became Noi Kitakazi. So we strengthened it and we certified it as being fit, as a good star. So that's Akasha. So here Shmuel ostensibly says Allah follows the Chachamim, and yet in the Isharta, in the henpeg that his own Beis Din issued, they're having a recitation like the Shita of Rebbe. That's the Stira. So the Gemara says, Amalei Ha'ushtara Yad Me'Hava. So So this was some, the, so Rabbi Yehuda said, that was the star. That was the star of Yitomim, meaning the star was to benefit Yitomim. And it was whatever the money was owed to orphans. But Chashmuel the Beit Yitomim. Shmuel was Choshesh, and there was even though Shmuel holds the luck is like the Chachamim. But Shmuel was concerned that maybe at a later point in time, the Yitomim or somebody acting on their behalf will prevent the star before another Bezdin, and this Bezdin will misinterpret the halacha and think that the halacha is halacha to Rebbe Mechabe Rav, and the halacha is like Rebbe, maybe you need two for each one. So he wanted to protect the rights. So he told him, so he did it like that. He says, V'savar Shmuel, V'me'ik v'sfir le halacha to Rebbe Mechabe Rav, V'lo Mechabe Rav. Maybe there'll be another Bezdin. They hold the halacha like Rebbe only when he disagrees with another person, but not Mechabe Rav. U'vaha, V'lo Mechabe Rav. So, but in this instance, that other Bezdin will hold, the halacha is like Rebbe, even Mechabe Rav. Savar Yabi Ravta. So Shmuel thought, let me do it like with extra margin. In other words, let me do it on Sadio Tertov. I don't want the Yitomim to lose that money. So I'm going to do it in the best way that they'll be, their rights will be protected. But in Achinami, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shmuel doesn't hold that way. Have we got this or not? Again, yeah. So the Gemara in Erevin says, Halachic to Rebbe Mechavi Ra. Whenever Rebbe is chulik with another Tana, Halacha follows Rebbe. Rachinu Yachid, but the Halacha always follows Rebbe. So there could be a Bezin that holds. In general, it's Mechavi Ra. In this instance, Mechavi Ra. Even though it's Yachid Rabim. All right. I mean, sometimes the Gemara has like different Chachamim, like they're like, you know, like I think Rabbi Yosef Nimu Kuimo, like his like thinking is so strong, like different people, you know, they're such a strength. All right, any other questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? All right, let's see further. No. So it could be, it could be that there's an apotropus who's acting on their behalf or something like that, but he's protecting the rights of the atonement. Okay? All right, let's get back in the Gemara. All right, now we're around 5 lines from the bottom. So Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Again, we have Rav Yehuda, the name of Shmuel. Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, a b'dayan mitzarfin. So a witness and a dayan can be mitzarfin. So the way Rashi takes it is that there's a shtar and a henpeik was issued on the shtar. So I have a shtar and it was certified in Bezdin, and now it's being presented maybe to another Bezdin. And notwithstanding that, the Lova contests the whole shtar. He says that everything that's on the shtar is mizuyah. Now they had in the R school, if a person can argue that even the henpeik is mezuyah, so what value is the henpeik if you can argue that? So they said that like the it's easier to verify the signature of the judges than the signature of the edim. So that would be why. In other words, in Achinami, you know, anything could be attacked, any document could be attacked, but if I have these judges, well known, so it'd be easier to verify those signatures. So, but anyway, in this instance, he says the whole thing is forged. So here the Gemara says, aid b'dayim is tarfin. According to Shmuel, I can get one aid who testifies that his signature, again, Shmuel says halacha is like the chachamim. So I'm going to have one aid testify as the veracity of his own signature, and one of the dayanim testify to the veracity of his signature, and together we're going to establish the whole shtar. So here he's like, mitzaref, both of them is a type of cut aid. There's one aid and one aid, even though it's like different topics, but it's like a little bit of a kula that they're doing in terms of verification of shtara. That's what we think. Again, let's go back. You have the shtar. The shtar has two edim. Then the baal hashtar, the malva, brings the shtar to Bezdin and he says, I'd like you to certify the shtar. Then underneath there, the Bezdin says, the three of us sat down and we verified these are the true signatures and here are our signatures. Or not here are our signatures. They sign it. So here, Rishmuel is teaching that one of the witnesses, Reuven, and one of the Dayanim, will say Avraham is Yaakov, and Avraham can join together and verify their signatures, and that's enough to, you know, quell any attacks on the document. So the Gemara says, Amar Rami Barchama, Kamal Al Yahashmaika. What wonderful, you know, words of Torah that Shmuel said. Amar Rava, my Mal Yuta. What's so wonderful about it? How is this supposed to work? The aid is only testifying, you know, to the underlying transaction. Zion is only testifying to what he did, but how do they form a cut? Hello, Kiata Rami Bar Yecheskel Amar. Rather, when Rami Bar Yecheskel came, usually from Eretz to Babel, he said, listen to this. I don't know about the, like, it seems like a difficult thing. He, you know, his brother is Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, the famous Rabbi Yehuda, his brother is Rabbi Bar Yechezkel. So I guess the quiz question would be, what is Rabbi Yehuda's father's name? And the person thinks, you know, where's it mentioned, but here it is. So Yechezkel is Rabbi Yehuda's father's name. So Rabbi Bar Yechezkel says, don't listen to these rules that my brother Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. It's not correct. Meaning, you would need,
take,
you know,
mind.
Right, you would need the two Adam to come forward, or, you know, I think two of the Dayanim to come forward and verify their signatures. Let me just make sure about that. One second. Right. He says the two original witnesses or two of the judges have to be authenticated. That's what he's saying. Now, the next line of the Gemara is, now we have Ikla Ravnai on the top line in Amud Beis, but there's another Girsa Di'ikla Ravnai. So if it's Di'ikla, that means it's a continuation of what Rami Bar Yechezkel is saying. Rami Bar Yechezkel is bringing proof that what he's saying is true, that don't listen to what my brother Rabbi Yehuda said. It's not correct. He says, now Rashi rejects that gear, so for reasons that we'll do in a minute. Ravnoi, the brother of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, again, we're getting a lot of family relations here. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba certainly comes up in the Gemara, and Ravnoi a little bit. He came to buy some sesame seeds. Ba'amar, and I don't know why he said at that moment, it could just be, you know, they're like, you know, the marketplace that the Gemara always mentions, the Brei Torah they're speaking, that you should understand that they're always talking to Brei Torah. Ba'amar, hachi amar Shmuel, and he says, this is what Shmuel says, aid v'dayin mitztarfin. So Rav Nai is saying the same thing that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. So here Rav Nai is saying that Shmuel says aid v'dayin mitztarfin, which is the same as what Rav Yehuda said before, that we rejected. And then Amar Amemar, which Amemar said, Tama'alya hashmaita, what beautiful words of Torah, which is the same as what, that's the same as what Rami Bar Chama said earlier. So the Gemara says, Amalei Ravashi Lameimar. So Ravashi says to Ameimar, Mishum the Kilsa Abu Adimach, because your grandfather, your mother's father praised it. And Rashi says that's Rami Bar Chama. In other words, your grandfather, Rami Bar Chama, had said the same thing. At Nami Makasla, you're praising it for Pirka Rabba. Rabba already stuck this out. Now, Rashi points out that he doesn't like the Girsa Di Ikla Rabdayat with the Rabbi Chiya. In other words, because that would mean that Rami Bar Yechezkel, who's Rabbi Yehuda's brother, would be reciting this whole instance to bring proof to what he's saying. But it says it doesn't work out because Rabbi Yehuda lived much earlier than Ravashi, and Rashi proves it, so he doesn't think it's the Ikla, it's the Ikla. All right, let me just do the Rashi, and then we'll pause, then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. If you look at the top line in Rashi, Ikla Rav Nine, the Mizban Shumchme Garcina, but Lo Garcina Di Ikla. Don't say because, you know, he happened. In other words, Velo Garcina Ligaban, he came to us. This is Velav Rami Amara. He says that Rami Bar Yechezkel didn't make this statement. There's two Ramis. Rami Bar Yechezkel didn't make it. The if Sholomar came, Sholomar Rami Edutzu, Alameimar of Ravashi, it can't be that Rami Bar Yechezkel, who's Rabbi Yehuda's brother, made this whole statement with concern of Meimar Ravashi. Ravashi comes to Rodeya Achram. Ravashi lived several generations later. The Mina B'Kiddushin, Yom Shemit Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is Rami's brother. He says, the day that Rabbi Yehuda died, Nola Rabba. Rabba was born. Yom Shemit Rabba, Nola Ravashi. The day that Rabba died, Ravashi was born. So clearly it's much later. So Rashi rejects that here. So, okay. So again, so the Gemara got into an issue that ostensibly Shmuel was quoted as having said that aid v'dayin mitztarfin, that one aid and one dayin to be mitzarif to further verify the star if somebody challenges it. And it's coming out at the end, not this way, is what Rav is saying, that you need either the two Adam to come or the two of the Dayanim and, you know, verify the verification. Okay, whose question comes to us? Yes. Again, so the person who's the Baal, here's a suit. The Baal star walks into Bezdin, another Bezdin. Here's my star, and here's the verification. Okay, the Lova says it's all mezuyah. The whole document is a forgery. That's what he says. He said the verification is forged, the item are forged. Everything is forged. So that's what I was saying. So what value is the verification if the person says forged? but it's easier to verify the judge's signature than the Edim's signature. That would be the value with it. But notwithstanding that, he says it. So the answer is that under those circumstances, I have to get either two Edim to verify or two of the judges to verify, and then you're home free. Okay? Any other questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay? So we're six lines down on Kofalhum Viz. Amar Rav Safra, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Amar Rav Huna. Ba'amri lo, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. So either Rav says this, or or else the Gemara says that Rav Huna says it. So Shashi Yashvu L'Kayim in a star. Now, here we have the Bezdin again. I'll say Abraham Yitzchak and Yaakov with the Dayanim in the Bezdin. And they've convened to verify a star. So Abram and Yitzchak recognize on their own Reuben and Shimon's signature. So they don't need anybody to come in. They've seen the signature in a million documents. They recognize it. But Yaakov doesn't know the signature. So before anybody has put the Dayanim are going to sign this document also on the bottom. So before the Dayanim sign the Isharta, the verification, so the two, Avram and Yitzchak, could give testimony before Yaakov, and then they could all sign. He says, Mishachatmu ein me'idim b'fanav. But if Avram and Yitzchak have already signed the document, they can't testify the Chotem. They can't do it at that point, because it looks like it looks like a falsehood. Let's look at Rashi around the 10th narrow line. Well, I'll do a couple of them. Let me see. Okay, I'll do Bechotem. So the first game is Avram is going to testify before Yaakov, and then Yaakov will sign, will all sign Bechotem, Imahem, together with them, Amashakotin Isharnoi Bikiam Noi the Star Danan. We strengthened and we certified the Star, the Motav Talata, and the gathering of us three. This Modana, the Khatima Yadada Sadehi, was made known to us. That's the signature of the Edom. Fine. But Mishachatnu way Me'idim and Rashi, the Khatima Kamaita Beshikra Haba, Lav Tlata Haba Yadde, they've already signed falsehood. In other words, Abram and Yitzchak have already signed the verification, and the verification says the three of us were convened in a Bezdin and we certify the truth of this document, and then Abram and Yitzchak testify before Yaakov, but they've already signed it. That's already a Sheker. So it's not great. Let's see back in the Gemara. But, so if they do it before, they're fine, afterwards not. So the Gemara says, back in the Gemara, Umi Katminan, is it even appropriate that the verbiage is even, never mind that they signed it, is it even appropriate that the recitation is written down before they testify? But Amar Rav Papi, which made the Rava, Rav Papi said in the name of Rava, I isharted the Dayane, in other words, the Ishur, the verification of the star that's been written down before the Edom have testified concerning their signatures, Psula, that's Psula, because it appears like Sheker. In other words, they're going to say, we three convene together and determine that this star is true. And then they're going to sign underneath it. So initially the Gemara said, the two Dayanim have to testify to the third one before they sign it. Now the Gemara is saying, even if they testify, but they've already written that verbiage, that's also like looks like a sheker, because when they're writing it, it's not true. He says, so hachanami menchazek shikra. So here too, in our case, if the verbiage is written down and then Abraham's going to testify before Yaakov and they all sign it, it also is mechazek shikra. Ela ema, rather the way I should say, is the halakha should have been originally stated in the name of Rav, Hachlo Kashbu Me'idim Befanam. Before anything has been written down on the star, Avram Yitzchak can testify before Yaakov, the Chotein, Mishakashbu, but once that's been written down, Me'idim Befanam a Chotein, then they can't do that anymore. All right, now, let me just go further in the Gemara, and then I'll take some questions. So the Gemara says, Shema Minatlat. So I don't know why it's always three, but usually more often than not, the Gemara always learns three things. It says, Shema Minat, Eid Nasadayin. First, from this whole recitation of Halacha by Rav, or Rav Huna, he says, first you see that an Eid can be a Dayin. In other words, here, Avram and Yitzchak are testifying concerning the veracity of the signatures, and then they're like switching hats and they're dayanim. So I see that an aide can then turn around and become a dayan. Ushmanina dayanim amakir nechatim at yidei edim in atzrichim la'ib if they have. Then we can also see that, let's say I have the three dayanim and they recognize the signatures, there's no necessity for Haggadah's Eidos before the dayanim. In other words, I could have thought I always have to have Haggadah's Eidos before the dayanim. But we think from this whole recitation of halacha that if I have three dayanim and they recognize the signature, in other words, in our case, two of the dayanim recognize the signature and they testify to the third one. But we think that if all three would recognize the signatures, no Haggadah's Eidos, and they would just sign, you know, write and sign the verification. Ushmamina dayanim she'im makirin chatimot yidei edim, in addition to which we see that if dayanim don't recognize the signature, tzrichim la'id b'fnei kol echad v'yechad. So then we would have to give testimony for all of them. In other words, not enough to give testimony for one. I would have to give testimony, but in other words, not enough that we, with the testimony is between one of the judges, I have to give testimony before all of them. All right, that's what we think. That's what we think we're going to extrapolate from these halachot. He's saying that. Okay, just one second. Dayanim she'im akir chatim yideidim. If dayanim don't recognize the signatures, shrichem la'ib b'fnei kol echad v'echad. That the testimony as to the veracity of the signatures has to be in front of all the dayanim, each dayan. I can't say one dayan represent the whole bezdin. I have to do it for all the dayanim. Because in this case, only one dayan didn't know, and they testified in front of him. So the one that didn't know, they testified in front of him. But if none of them would know, they have to testify in all of them. That's what we think. Now, all right, what's up, Fern?
In the second piece of it, the first piece of it is that the dayan can be an aide. The aide can be a dayan,
yeah.
But the second piece is that the dayan could be an aide. That's really what it's saying.
Wait.
That if he recognizes the signature.
No, there's two different halachot here, Fern. First is that the aide not a dayan, but the aide can also turn around and be a dayan that we got. The second is if the dayanim recognize the signature, so we don't need haggadah's edus. We don't need testimony. That's the key. In other words, I would have thought Haggadah's Eidos is a requirement for the procedure in Beis Din. So if the Dayanim recognize the signature, I don't need Haggadah's Eidos.
Which means that the Dayan is really becoming an aide.
Yeah, I mean, again, in the fact pattern, that's the way it's working out. But I don't need Haggadah's Eidos. Okay? All right, let me just wrap this up, and then we'll pause. We'll get a few minutes, okay? Now we're up to Matkif L'Ravashi. So Matkif is a strong question, usually based on Svarim. Matkif L'Ravashi. So aid nasadayan showing that we learn. I can't disagree with that. But the second part, that he said if a dayan recognizes the signature, you don't have to give testimony in front of them. In other words, that would mean, you say like this, let's say three dayanim, they recognize the signatures. So I don't need any haggadah's eidos. That's what we think. So Dilma, the Olam Eimelach Strichen, maybe you do need a Haggadah's Eidos, B'shani Hacha, the Kamakai Haggadah B'chad. Here, in other words, the requirement for Haggadah's Eidos was fulfilled because the two of them testified before the third. But to say that I won't have any Haggadah's Eidos, maybe that's not allowed. In other words, I don't agree with the second prong of your limud, that I don't need Haggadah's Eidos. And then the third one I got problems with as well. That I have to have the testimony in front of all the dayanim or each one. Maybe you don't need in front of all of them. In other words, maybe one can act on behalf of the Beis Din. He says, "Vishani hatha lo makai makai got a clout." In other words, here, I did the edus in front of the dayan who didn't recognize the signature. But maybe that was only necessary because I need a Haggadah's Eidos. Maybe if two of the dayanim recognize the signatures, that's adequate. And the only reason they were testifying for the third is because the requirement to have a Haggadah's Eidos, to have testimony in Beis Din. But in Achinami, if I have Haggadah's Eidos, maybe it's enough to have a Haggadah's Eidos in front of two of them or in front of one of them. In other words, maybe all three don't have to hear the Haggadah's Eidos verifying the signature. That's what the Gemara is saying. Or that's what Rabashi is asking. So the Gemara says, Okay. All right, you know what? Let me just do another 8 lines and I'll pause and then hopefully we'll finish up, okay? Now the Gemara says, Yativ Rabbi Abba, v'kamar lo l'hashmaita, the eid nasadayan. So Rabbi Abba was sitting down and he was repeating this halakha that an aid can then turn around and become a dayan, which is the one that everybody agreed with in the previous sugya. So Eifei Rav Safra the Rabbi Abba. So Rav Safra poses the following question to Rabbi Abba. And this is from a Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. This is talking about Kiddush HaChodesh. So Ra'u Shlosha, if 3 dayanim saw the new moon, in other words, the dayanim themselves see the new moon, Behein Beitin, and they're qualified to be a Bezdin, Yamdu Shnayim, now, this is coming out the way Rashi explains it based on the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah. At night they saw it, and now they're Mekadesh it the next morning. So the next morning, Yamdu Shnayim, 2 of them should stand up. Yoshivu mi divrei mechaberei meitzel yachid. So they have 3 dayanim, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So now Avram and Yitzchak are going to stand in front of Yaakov and get 2 more dayanim, Moshe and Aaron, to be with Yaakov. So they'll form a bezdin, v'yayidu b'fneihem, and they'll testify in front of them, v'yomru mekudash hachodesh mekudash. And then the new bezdin, which is Yaakov, Moshe, and Aaron, will testify that the chodesh is mekudash. Well, and why can't they just testify in front of Yaakov? Sheniyachid ne'eman al yidei atzmo. Because a yachid is not authorized to be mekadash it. If you assume the way we said before that a witness can turn around and become a dayan, why do I need to have Moshe and Aaron? Let Avram and Yitzchak testify in front of Yaakov and then let them sit down and then they're a bezdin. He says, one second. Let Avram and Yitzchak sit in their place. Let them be mekadesh it. That's the best of kasha. So Amarlay, so this is the question that Rav Safra asked Rabbi Abba. So Amarlay, Rabbi Abba said to Rav Safra, Avladidi Kashali, I was bothered by the same question. He says, Ushiyilte, the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. And so I asked Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Huna, and went up the chain. Yitzchak asked Rav Huna, Rav Huna L'chaye Barav, L'chaye Barav L'Rav. So went up, they asked the question to Rav, who's the gun on the door. But Amar Lahu, Rav said to the Chachamim, Hanachle Eidur HaChodesh Doraita. In other words, Eidur HaChodesh is in a different piece because here, Eidur HaChodesh is based on a Din Torah. Then I need the Eidur HaChodesh. So I don't have any clues to follow. He says, V'kim Shtar Rabbanan. The requirement to be Mekayim Shtar, that's only a Din Rabbanan. In other words, to verify, the verification is a Din Rabbanan. So for Din Rabbanan, I could say Eid Nasadayan. But for Kiddush HaChodesh, I can't say Eid Nasadayan. Okay, let me just pause, take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, who's got questions?
It was mixing kashim with mun.
What? Say again, repeat.
So Rav was saying you're mixing kashim with mun.
Right, right.
That was right.
Okay, any other questions, comments, and thoughts? Okay, let me go on. We'll finish the daf, and then we'll do a few things, and that'll be it. Okay? Now, so I'm on. What did you want to say before, Oday? Who said it can't? What? Right, that's great. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. Now, now, the first wide line downstairs. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. So another halacha from Rav. Shlosha sheyeshu l'kayim in a star. Now, let's say a bezdin convened for the purpose of verifying a star. The karar arar alatamihen, and then the bona fides of one of the dayanim was challenged. He says, "Achlo chatmu mi'inalav b'chotem." So, before anybody has signed the isharta, the verification, the 2 co-dayanim, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov are convening to verify a star, and then, like Yaakov is challenged that he's a pasul dayan. So Avram and Yitzchak, before they sign on the isharta, they could testify that Yaakov's like a kosher dayan. He says, the chotein. But once Avram Yitzchak have signed it, even though Yaakov hasn't signed it yet, they can't testify on Yaakov's behalf because, let's see Rashi, the Rashi 2 lines from the bottom. At that point, they're no gay of an edus. They have a connection with it. shegnai lahem sheshvum p'sol b'din. In other words, that's very disparaging for them, Avram Yitzchak, that they were in a bezdin with somebody who was sold to be a dayan. So once they're signing the document, they're already into the program. So now they can't testify anymore. Now, the Gemara says on the bottom line, what's the nature of the challenge to Yaakov that we said this halakha by? R.R. de Gazlanuta, if it's a taina that Yaakov's a Gazlan, treu treinu. So the way Rashi takes it, treu trei, look at the top line of Rashi, he says, ki ami lo gazal habu trei utrei. In other words, the only way to make a challenge is to bring two edim. So the one who's challenging is bringing two edim, whatever the challenge is. So if the challenge is that Yaakov's a Gazlan, somebody has brought two witnesses saying that Yaakov's a Gazlan. And then Avram Yaakov of Yitzchak would say he's not a Gazlan. So he said, let's say that there could be a specific incident. Like, let's say they say, you know, on Tuesday, you know, at 6 o'clock, we saw him steal this item. He says, no, he didn't. Somebody else stole it. Yaman lo gazal, habu trei utrei, lumen akasher bahasi, the time alone come to your gain, and ara papa mishnayim. So if it's trei utrei, that wouldn't be enough to restore Yaakov to his kasher. So in other words, they could cancel each other out, but that wouldn't be enough. So the Gemara says, so that can't be the case. Back in the Gemara, on the top line, the ara de pegam mishpacha, if it's a pegam mishpacha, let's say they come and they testify, he's really an Eved Kanani. So an Eved is Psol. There's no way out of that. He could be a big Talmud Chacham, but he's Psol. He says, but that would be Gilui Milta Ba'almahu. So the testimony establishing his bona fide is really a Gilui Milta. It's just revealing, like, what, in other words, they're revealing something that could be easily discoverable. In other words, like, I'm saying what the family lineage is, but it'll come out anyway. So that's Gilui Milta. So that is something. So why can't they testify? Again, we're looking for something that Avram and Yitzchak are not allowed to testify to after they sign their name. But if it's Gilui Milta Ba'alma, we don't think there's any problem with that. So the Gemara says, the only Malach are the Gazlan. No, I could say that the challenge related to Yaakov being a Gazlan, the Ka'amri, Hani, Yadina Bey, the Abba Tshuva. So the two of them want to testify, yeah, he stole, but he did tshuva and he restored the item. Let's see Rashi. The Abba Tshuva Shivat Zela. That's the case. So Avram Yitzchak Yaakov convened as a bezdin. And they're going to verify the shtar. And then before they can verify the shtar, somebody who doesn't want it to be verified, presumably the party against whom it's being presented, brings to aid him, say, Yaakov's a Gazlan. You can't have a bezdin with him. So if Avram and Yitzchak know testimony that would help him, but the testimony they know is he stole, but he did tshuva. So he's been rehabilitated. So if, though, they've already signed their names to the Sharta, they can't testify on Yaakov's behalf because they're no gaya medavar. So they can't testify anymore because they have a self-interest in shoring up Yaakov's bona fides. But beforehand, they could testify on his behalf. Say again, repeat. So if let's say two Adam would come and say he's a Gazan, and two of them would say no, he never stole anything. So then that's not enough to restore him. But if they say he stole, and the other would say yeah, he did steal, but then he did tshuva. So that would be enough to restore him. Okay, now let's just do a few lines here, and that'll be it. Two interesting sorts of things here, I think. I don't know. One is a Hasidic story, which Michael never likes, and the other is a Tzitz Eliezer. What? All right. He doesn't like the stories. All right. Now, okay, we'll do the... I knew this was coming. Okay. Now, all right. Now, we'll do the halakhic piece then. The story was not a bad story. It was about... I don't know if you have time for both, but the story was about somebody getting smicha and we're going to do the smicha test. I need everyone's attention. I need everyone's attention. So we said that on a Drabbanan level, eight nasadayim. So once a young man from a simple family appeared before Rabbi Elazar of Chikov, he examined for smicha. Contrary to expectations, the Rebbe gave him a really difficult test, which lasted for a very long time. The young man was surprised since he had never heard that the Rebbe's test was so difficult, generally speaking. Those Rabbanim who are hard testers are known for their quality ahead of time. after the examination had already proceeded for a while, you know, I'm thinking, you know, years ago, this is well before my time, but like Dr. Belkin and the Rav, and I think Rav Shatskis used to give like an oral, you know, it was an oral smicha bechina to the musmachim, you know, to the students there, and it was like, you know, much more difficult. And then later on, they switched over to a written test. Anyway, so he says, after the examination had already proceeded for a while, the young man developed a theory as to why he had never heard that the Chikava Rebbe was as difficult an examiner. Plucking up his courage, he decided to test his theory. The young man asked, Rebbe, if I was the descendant of a prominent Rav or Rebbe, would you also be putting me through 10 Nisyonos in this manner? So he says, the Rebbe answered, and here comes the connection to our Gemara, and the answer is no. He says, in Ksubas Chaf Aleph, that when it comes to a Torah commandment, like sanctifying the new moon, a witness, aid can't be a Dayan. He says, when it comes to rabbinic obligation, like validating documents, aid nas a Dayan. The actual language of the Gemara is, midaraita ein aid nas a Dayan. Midrabanan aid nas a Dayan. Those words can be understood differently, though, and now we know it's a Hasidic piece of Torah. We know that an aid can also mean a small bit of cloth. Like the Gemara talks about, like in Hilchos Nida, like each one takes his aid, it's connected. In other words, his cloth, the man and the woman have their cloths to, like, yeah, anyway. So he says, a statement can be read, when a person who is really just a little scrap comes along only on the strength of his own Torah learning, midoraita, he says, he cannot automatically be declared fit to be a judge. He will have to prove that he really knows all that he should. Midoraita, ein aid nas a Dayan. In other words, if you're coming and you're only an aid, you're a scrap, so then you're only on your own Torah learning, you can't. But midrabanan is a different story. If he's a descendant of great scholars and tzaddikim, even an aid is made a Dayan, a scrap. In the merit of his ancestors, you can assume that he will in time come to know all that he needs to know. For although the Torah is not an inheritance, she returns to the same achsanya, like Torah Mechazeret Achsanya Shalah. And those who come from greatness and can answer questions acceptably are likely to merit Torah with less effort than those who don't. In that case, even such a shmata may serve as a dayan, and shmata means a rag for non-Yiddish speaking people. Okay, I think that's it for tonight. Okay, thanks for having everybody. Okay, how did everybody like the story?
My old Jacob was an ainikol by the rupture.
Who was what?